Hey, what's going on, friends? I'm Waleed Azami, and today's podcast, a little bit personal, but I think it's something you can relate to, right? So this is why I want to speak to you guys, and this one goes for all creative types. I'm three things: photographer, creative director, and director. And I'm in Southern California, and at the time of recording this, I think we are probably a little bit over 2 weeks in quarantine. We're allowed to just go to the hospital or the doctor, and the grocery stores and all essential businesses are non-essential businesses are closed. Okay, we're supposed to wear face masks and all that and keep our 6 feet distance. And before this mandatory quarantine, we probably had about maybe 5 days, 6 days of suggested quarantine. And before that, it was another week of, it's kind of increasing in numbers. Don't come near me, right? So what's happening is I'm one of the people that very lucky and I get booked, and I had three photo shoots the week before this mandatory shutdown. In fact, my last one was a record cover shoot. It was the exact same day that the NBA canceled the season and Disneyland closed, and we were in the middle of the shoot and we're like, oh gosh, this is really, really serious. And the reason why I'm making this podcast is because I miss my camera. And I miss, my camera's right next to me, but I miss using my camera. And I miss creating. And I miss sending mood boards to makeup artists and stylists. And I miss emailing agents and asking for packages for models. And I'm mad at myself for not calling certain people that I've been wanting to shoot and not doing certain projects. Now, I'm not wasting this time. I'm catching up on so many things, on editing and marketing and so many other things that I've been, you know, lagging on. But I miss my work. And in the past year and a half, I've had these thoughts of like, I wonder how long I'm going to continue. And I wonder if you've had those thoughts. How long are you going to continue? When are you going to put your camera down? Are you ever going to put your camera down? When are you going to put that makeup brush down? Are you ever going to put it down? Are you ever going to step down and just do a regular 9-to-5? So many thoughts, right? And these are things that we always go through, but especially in this time. And it's important right now to really listen to yourself and hear that inner voice and just see what your body feels like when you think about a thought. You know, is your chest tightening or is it opening up? What's your instinct saying? What is it? What's your heart saying to you? And what mine is saying is this: you love creating images. You love helping people create their businesses. You love branding people. You love creative direction. And I miss it so much that this week I was going to go in the backyard and give the plants in the backyard a fashion shoot. Not natural light. I was going to straight up pull out C-stands and sandbags. And I was trying to figure out which lighting modifier I want to use. I'm thinking parabolic. Like, I'm going all out. Okay. And I'm really like looking at certain things. I'm like, huh, that hummingbird comes by this plant at this time. How can I shoot it? And the last thing that hummingbird ever expects is to like have this massive flash of light in its face. But it shows how much I miss it. And of course, it's raining this week, so I can't do it this week. And like, man, I just miss shooting. And that makes me feel a certain way. It makes me feel, when this is done, you're going to be so thankful for everything. You're going to shoot a lot more. You're going to put your work out there more. You're going to advertise yourself more. You're going to market yourself more. You're going to help more photographers and more filmmakers do better and bigger things. So I want to know, how do you feel? Are you okay with this? Are you okay with not shooting? Because if you are, it's really important to listen to yourself and to figure out how you feel about it. Are you okay with it? And if you are, if you're okay with it, there's nothing wrong with that. You got to acknowledge it, and then you have to move forward with it, because it's not easy running your own business. It's not easy running your own business, especially in a recession. It doesn't matter what kind of creative work you do. But I want to know, do you dearly miss it? Or are you okay not doing it? Is this a vacation? Or do you really, really, really miss your craft? Only you know the answer. I know my answer now. And I want to say this. It doesn't matter what your answer is. Your answer is your truth, and it's right. And there's nothing, there's no shaming. There's no answer shaming here. There's no, you suck because you don't like it, or you suck because you miss it so much. It's your life, it's your career, but I just want you to listen to yourself, because I've really been paying attention to my own thoughts and my instincts and how it feels. I personally miss it, but I also know people who don't, and they're okay with it. And I'm asking them, are you okay with, if this is for 6 months, if this is for 6 years, would you be okay never taking another picture? Would you be okay? So when I ask you these things, I want you to think about your own profession. Would you be okay never styling another talent in front of the camera? Whether it's hair, whether it's clothing, whether it's makeup. Are you okay never showing somebody a new dance routine? Are you okay never photographing somebody or filming something or leading a production crew? Because if you're okay with it, then you have some serious business to do. You're going to use this quarantine time to do the 180. And one of the things that I tell people in my masterclass, now these are people that want to learn and make money from photography, is when you do a career change, it is not a 180. It's not like this UFO floating in the middle of the air and just changes directions. Doing a career change is like a cruise ship changing, going 180 degrees. It's hard. It takes time. And I want you guys to think about that and start now while things are stopped, and start, you know, putting together a resume and putting your feelers out there and asking friends for how they want to, you know, where you could potentially work. There's online tests of like what you would be good for if you're not sure what you want to do. And I wish you the best. You should never pick up a camera or make a brush or anything if you're not 100% married to it, because this is a passion field, right? And you're not less of a person. You're just not passionate about it anymore, and that's okay too. For those of you that can't wait to get back to work, that you're starting to put makeup on chairs and lampshades, and you're starting to photograph plants like me in the backyard, and you want to film clouds moving and raindrops because that's all you have access to right now. Think about it. Think if this was to go on for 6 months or 6 years or a year or 2 more months or whatever. How would that feel if you never shot again, if you never did your art again? It probably would feel like you've been abandoned and you've abandoned things. It doesn't feel good. That's how it feels for me. I would feel lost. I'd feel like I don't even need to exist anymore. So then I got to make some decisions. If you can't imagine never taking another picture, if you can't imagine never filming another thing, never doing another cool nail design, if you can't imagine never doing that again, is that a double negative? Did I say that right? If you can't imagine like being in this quarantine forever and never having the ability to do your work again that you love, what are you doing right now to make sure that that never happens? How are you preparing yourself? Are you using this time to update your portfolio? Don't say, yeah, don't say I'm trying, because trying is lying. Trying is lying. I'll say that again, okay? Let's not joke around. Trying is lying. And here's the thing. You are doing it or you're not doing it. You are putting up a website or you're not. You've budgeted that time, or you haven't. Simple, okay? You are reaching out to people, or you're not. Don't lie to me. You don't need to lie to me. Don't lie to yourself. You don't need to do that either, okay? Are you listening to the tips I'm giving you on how to reach out and get clients? Are you? Are you not? There's no middle ground here. You are, or you're not. Don't bullshit any of us. Okay, so let's use this time. If you're not into this anymore and you're okay with this time off and not having done your work for a while, then bless you, you know, and you know more, leave the field and go be happy and get, you know, continuous paychecks and healthcare and retirement and everything. If you miss it so bad, then God bless you also. But do something about it, right? Don't sit here, because there's so many people that are using this time to springboard so big when the gates open again that you're going to be left in the dust. So what are you doing differently? I'm not going to ask you these questions and not present you options, okay? So I'll give you some options right now. At Waleed.Azami on Instagram. It used to be called at How to Photograph, but now it's Waleed.Azami. That's my name. Every day, some kind of tip on photography, lighting, marketing, your creative business, whatever. Follow it. Get involved. Ask questions. Make contacts. Make friends. There is no cyberbullying on my account whatsoever. The first peep of anybody being rude, they're blocked from the account. There's no engagement beyond that, okay? So you're in a total safe space. I have a private Facebook group. You can ask friends. I have a Facebook group for photographers. Join it. Sometimes I post some cool things there. Make friends. If you need mentorship, and you want me to hold your hand and help you build your business, especially right now, so you can catapult in the next couple of months, I have a masterclass called Photography Masterclass, 40 Days to Profit. So I'm taking 12 to 14 years of my career, and I'm giving it to you over 40 days with worksheets, cheat sheets, how-tos, videos, audios, you name it. Teaches you retouching and lighting and marketing and pricing and how to set up your business and how to set up your website and how to do your galleries and everything, A to Z. If you want that, invest in yourself. Okay, my masterclass is damn good. It's probably one of the best ones out there. I already have people that never picked up a camera before published. Harper's Bazaar Turkey. I have people that are published now on book covers. I have a guy, Vincent. I don't want to mess up his last name. It's an Italian last name. But Vincent, he has been with me from the beginning. He's been now published from his work being okay to now being published in 3 different magazines. I'm having people book clients. And so that is an option for you also. Some people are like, oh man, I don't know if I want to invest in a masterclass. Okay, stay behind. I don't mean this in a rude way. Stay behind. Because I know for a fact my masterclass works. I know for a fact I have students that are like, Waleed, and my first 1, 2, at most 3 clients, I completely paid off everything. Like, the masterclass paid for itself. And I get lifetime access? Yeah, you do. And I get all the updates for free? Yeah, you do. So there's that option, okay? And that comes with a private Facebook group, by the way, where everybody else has taken the course. So it's a very private group. All your questions are safe. All your answers are safe. And a few times a month, I actually get on camera, and that's called office hours, where you can ask me any question you want. Any question you want. Specifics. Can you look at my portfolio? Can you look at my pricing point? Can I send you this email? Can you look at it and tell me what you would say back to this client? Imagine that kind of mentorship. From someone who has already done what you want to do, okay? So that's another option. I have a YouTube channel. Lots of quick YouTube videos there, all for free. The masterclass basically holds your hand, and 40 days you learn everything. But the YouTube videos are there. They give you little bits here and there. I have this podcast. There's so much that I do. You want my photographer survival package? That's for free. That shows you the 8 steps of how to get a client during a recession. That gives you templates on how to keep your set running smooth and professionally. I use that same template. That gives you my daily planner, because I've been using this every single day, and I promise you on everything, it doubles your business at the very least. That's me being humble. It should triple your business. And it's free. And I have nothing to gain by giving it to you for free. I just want to see you win, right? So I couldn't find a planner that fit my life as a photographer. So I made my own. And that's available as part of the Photographer Survival Package. There's another massive packet, not massive, it's like 7 pages, that teaches you how to find your ideal client avatar. When you know your ideal client avatar, you know everything. You know where to advertise, you know who to advertise, you know what to say, you know how to do your social media, everything. Sign up. It's for free. Okay. And by the way, if you want the masterclass, a little teaser right there, you're going to get a one-time, very, 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 very promo rate to my masterclass in one of those three or first four emails. One of them is going to have that offer. Do it if you want to win. Okay. But there's so many options. But I want to leave you guys with this. Again, trying is lying. Don't fool. Nobody's getting fooled. When you say, I'm going to get so many people to unsubscribe from this podcast. I hope not. Okay. But I'm just going to tell you straight up truth. When you tell people, chances are that person in their head is like, shut up. No, you're not. Don't waste my time with your fake promises. Because so many people are, I'm gonna. Wouldn't it be cool if I'm gonna do this one day? What a waste of our time to say that to somebody. You're only fooling yourself, right? You're doing it or you're not. That's it. You are doing it or you are not doing it. There is no in between. You are not kind of pregnant. You are not kind of in trouble. You are not kind of breaking the law. You are breaking the law or you're not. You are pregnant or you are not pregnant. You are married or you are not married. You are doing it or you are not. Trying is lying. Okay? So lots of tough love on this one, but think about it. Listen to your mind. Listen to your body, how it feels when you think about it. And if it's something that you're okay with not continuing, that's a blessing right there. And you know so much more, so you can get on the next path of your career earlier. But if you're like, oh my God, I cannot wait. I will shoot anything. I will put makeup and I will style and dress anything. Man, you are made for this, but don't use this. Don't waste this time. The world is on pause. You should not be on pause. Okay. Push play, push fast forward, get through your shit, get it done. I want to see you win. I want to see the comments on this podcast, like not the comments, the reviews from my podcast, and go, this guy kicked my butt. He made me feel like crap. He made me feel like complete crap. But guess what he also did? He gave me solutions. He lit a fire under me, and now I'm making $150,000 a year doing videos for local businesses. Now I'm making $120,000 a year, and I'm starting to shoot weddings and events. Now I just got published in this magazine, or multiple magazines, because Waleed pushed me, or Waleed mentored me, like my students in my masterclass. I want to see that, okay? I want to see you guys do good. I want to see you being competitors to me. I don't, but I do at the same time, because like, I don't want a lot more competition, but at the same time, let's be honest, like I'd be so proud to go, you took my masterclass and you're up here with me? Hell yeah. You can buy me a drink, you know, and that's it. And you can buy me lunch. And I want to see you guys win. Take this time, listen to yourself. Listen to your body. Your body does not lie to you. And just think about where you want to go. This is a very unique time. It's either a curse and a prison for you, or it's a gift. It depends on how you take it, okay? And again, for the 80th time, trying is lying. If you guys want my free photographer's survival package, what I just talked about, that link is in the description of this podcast. If you're interested in the masterclass, I'm going to tell you something. It's a lot cheaper. I hate that word cheap, but it's a lot more affordable. If you sign up for that photographer survival kit and then wait for the promo offer, you can always email me and get the direct link. It's not available for public, and the masterclass is available to you, but I want you to get it at the best price. Why not see you win? That way in one client, you paid for the whole thing. And you get lifetime access and you get me as a mentor. Hell yeah, that's an offer. It would be foolish to miss out on it. Okay. So if you want to do that, like the rest of my students, you want to get published, you want to start booking clients, you want to have a successful business, 40 days to profit, literally 12 years of my career, 14 years of my career photographing Usher, Madonna, Jennifer Lopez, Kanye West, Bernie Sanders, prime ministers of other European countries, like you name it. I started photographing weddings first, babies, engagements, worked my way up, book covers, been there, done that, directed music videos, commercials. Now I want to help you guys. And I'm still shooting, of course, too. So all that stuff, all that link is in the description. And here's the thing. I like to eat a lot, okay? So I want you guys to do good. I want you guys to have successful businesses. So when I start going around the country doing like workshops and different things like that or for clients, I want you guys to send me a DM and be like, Waleed, you've helped me out so much. Let me take you out to dinner. And I'm like, hell yeah, I'm going to eat everything. So I want you guys to owe me tons of lunches and dinners and drinks. And to do that, that means you guys have to do very well and everybody wins. Okay, I will talk to you guys next time. Thank you.